Frank, you said how much you were looking forward to the atmosphere at Leeds. What did you make of it?
Well, I think of it, I thought it was tremendous. I thought the atmosphere was fantastic. I thought the fans were appreciative of the fights. I thought both, obviously, Josh, a real tough opponent he had. He had 10 weeks to prepare for the fight. I always knew that this fellow would be tough. I always knew that, you know, with the right preparation, you know, he's a former world champion, knows the game backwards, that he would be there or thereabouts. And, you know, Josh, 10 months out of the ring, getting that ring rust off and that operation, I thought he'd done well. I couldn't understand one of the judges scoring, giving it a draw. I don't know what he was watching. Certainly wasn't the same fight I felt I was watching. The fans, as I say, were brilliant. Nicola was really good, you know, that extra minute, fighting 3 minutes instead of two, I thought stood her in good stead. The young girl, Marianne from Mexico, she came to the fight, so I think the fans already got on board with that. She had a great homecoming. And all the, you know, the undercard fights, just talking to Tommy Ward there, and that was an unfortunate end, but, you know, for him a good win. For Jazz, you know, with a bad cut and going to the scorecards, I thought Josh Lever looked exceptionally. I thought he looked really good. I thought there's a couple of youngsters on the card. I think young Ryan Garner is going to be one of the big stars in the future, 19 years of age. And Zach Jelly, I thought he'd done well as well. So, yeah, it was a good night. All our guys came through.
Great homecoming for Nicola. Josh was cheered on by the fans as well. What would you like to see next for them both?
It was excellent. I enjoyed it. I mean, when you've got atmosphere and people are behind there, you know, the local heroes, it always makes it good. It always brings more out of the fighters as well. They, you know, they obviously, you know, they're doing it for their fans even more. So, yeah, it was fantastic.
What next for them?
They'll be out again in the summer. We're going to work on that next week and sort a date out, find out the availability of venues, and then we go from there.
Finally, Frank, big week next week at the Copper Box. Yeah. Liam Walsh up against Gervonta Davis. He's another one of the Americans who's been hailed by the American press, but you've gone on record saying don't count Liam out.
I wouldn't count him out. I wouldn't have made the fight. You know, I think my man's got an excellent chance, and I hope that he gets the, if he, you know, comes through this, I hope he gets the credit he deserves, because he's, according to the Yanks, he's a massive underdog.
Well, great night in Leeds, Frank, onwards and upwards.
Thank you, and I look forward to coming back here again.